Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Monday night. It's 11 p.m., so you know what's going on. We're talking basketball. I'm Nathan. I'm your host here on Post Up, and I'm joined again by my, I guess we could call him my co-host now, Ryan. Ryan, thanks for joining me again, sir.
Glad to be back, Nathan.
Yeah, we're on episode 9 now of the show, and so everything's going good. Once a week show, had some good conversation last week talking MVP again, which we're going to try to avoid this week if at all possible.
it never fails, does it? We always go back to that.
It's a controversial subject. In the end, it's really not going to matter too much. But
yeah.
But
Jay Carden is making his case tonight as they're obliterating the Spurs right now by 34.
If you'd have said that was going to happen, I'd have called you a liar, but there you go.
Yeah.
But as usual, tonight we're live. You can call in at 1-646-668-2657. We're talking NBA, and if you butter me up, you can even mention pro wrestling if you want. I'm not even going to get mad. But mostly NBA here tonight, and we want to talk round two of the playoffs. If they're getting started, we want to talk, you know, the end of round one, the Jazz-Clippers series goes 7. And also, last week we had a caller named John. So, John, if you're listening out there, give us a call. He called in last week, and threw at us a top 10 greatest of all time list. And Ryan, I don't know if you've made yours, but I've certainly made mine.
Well, it was really, really difficult putting that list together.
Well,
crossed out guys and brought guys back. It was just really hard.
Yeah, it was really hard. And it was one of those things where I really, really, I almost should have went 20, truthfully. But I had to narrow it down to 10, and it was very difficult. But, if you're listening out there, if you've got a top 10 greatest NBA players, hey, call us, let us know. But first thing I want to hit, Paul Pierce's career in the NBA is over. Paul Pierce officially retired yesterday after the Clippers loss to the Jazz. And so happy trails to Paul Pierce, I guess. Enjoy retirement. Paul Pierce caused me a lot of heartache over the years in Boston, watching him play and faking that injury and then coming back in the next quarter and going off. He left in a wheelchair, I believe, and came back and pulled the old Bernard King there in the I believe it's his name was or Willis Reed or something. Anyway,
Willis Reed, yeah. Willis Reed. Yeah.
Bernard King was a boxer, I believe. I got my name back.
No, he was a basketball player as well. He was good too for a while.
I think of somebody else then. But, yeah, Willis Reed did the injury, and came out and was able to play. But the Paul Pierce is done as the Clippers get eliminated by the Jazz. And Gordon Hayward really making his
MVP case.
Depending on who you ask. That's a little inside joke out there for anybody that doesn't know. Is a family member of Ross declared Gordon Hayward MVP yesterday.
I mean, what's impressive is, Nathan, is they won 3 games on the road in L.A. So, L.A., you know, the fifth straight year, they've blown a lead and when they've gone out. When they've been put out, they've actually had a lead for the fifth straight year.
The Clippers, I think the experimentation with Chris Paul and his lovable band, we talked about it last week, what we thought should happen. So I guess we're going to stick with that Chris Paul and I think it's time for Paul to go somewhere where he can maybe finally get that last push and they can really get this Clippers team going. But there's some more playoff stuff, but a good win for the Jazz. They'll go on to probably lose to the Warriors. It almost seems inevitable, but
it's a big win for Utah because, you know, they haven't won a series in, what, 6 or 7 years? So, you know, during the 90s,
longer
they were, what is it?
It may be longer than that.
Yeah, it might be.
They did win one with Darren Williams, I believe.
Yeah, they might have one. But for the 90s, you know, they were always in it with Stockton and Malone, and really came up just short to the Bulls on two occasions. So there was nothing to be really ashamed of losing to Michael Jordan. But, I mean, they were right there. They played right with them better than anybody else did that whenever the Bulls won their six titles.
Yeah, yeah, they hung with them. I believe the Bulls won the last championship in six.
Both championships went six games. And if it wasn't for Jordan's heroics back-to-back years, I mean Utah, that series very well could have went seven games.
Or the push-off, if that's what you want to call it.
I don't know what it was. I guess the referee swallowed the whistle or didn't see it one, or, you know, Jordan got the calls or whatever.
Jordan doesn't claim it was a push-off, so, but hey, who am I to question Michael Jordan? I'm just saying what it looked like to, I'm saying what it looked like to 7-year-old me.
Else.
But, anyway, now we've got Houston is laying an absolute beatdown. Absolute beatdown on San Antonio tonight. And earlier, the Cavaliers picked up a big win. The Cavs were able to beat the Raptors pretty handedly.
Yeah, most of that game was – they coasted through most of that game.
Yeah, the score said it was closer than what it actually was.
Really?
The Clippers got – they were able – or not the Clippers, excuse me, the Celtics. The Celtics were able to pick up the win yesterday over Washington. They kind of ran away there at the end of the third, end of the fourth. But it was close throughout the beginning of the game. I know I flipped over, watched a little bit of it.
Washington started out the game on a 16-0 run.
Yeah, they were hot coming out of the gate. And it's – I don't know. Washington – I've always thought Washington was just missing that one key player. They've got the superstar. They got the role players. They got the big guys. There's something missing, and I just can't figure out what it is. I don't know if it's a dynamic three position or, but they're just missing something that's keeping them from getting over that hump and becoming the team that I thought they should be for years. Because John Wall is in his prime, and he is an elite point guard.
Yes, he is. Yes, he's had a big year.
Well, remember in college, John Wall could not shoot. They hit spot. I mean, you look at that West Virginia game with Kentucky and West Virginia, they let him shoot. They said, if you're going to beat us, you're going to make shots. He couldn't do it.
He could not do it.
Different story nowadays. John Wall really developed a jump shot. And, you know, Bradley Beal, he's a great player. Martin Gortat fills in nicely. They've got talent, but Boston got one. Isaiah Thomas lost a tooth yesterday. I don't know, did you see that?
I can see that series going six games, maybe seven. You know, I think the Wizards will win their games at home.
Of the three series, of the four series that we have going on, I'd say you're right. That one will be the one that seems to go longer and be more physical. I know Al Horford was furious yesterday, but some of the calls, I'm surprised he didn't get teed up in the second quarter.
He hasn't really lived up to his contract this year.
Well, you're telling me. I mean, well, I did see that his former running mate, Paul Millsap, opted out of his contract, and he wants to re-sign with Atlanta, but he's going to test free agent waters. He's going to get some money this offseason, so we'll see where he ends up, but as far as the playoffs go, now I guess everybody's thinking with the way Houston's handling San Antonio and the Cavs don't seem to be having any trouble right now, it almost seems all roads lead to the rematch.
Right. And, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see after this game Popovich's interview. with the press. I'm sure everybody won't be. They won't wait. You know, they can't wait to be able to go interview, and it'll be interesting. It'll be one of those worse than Bill Belichick moments.
If Popovich says we're off to Cincinnati, I quit.
It'll be interesting to see how they can rebound after this game. I mean, they're down 45 points or 35 points. This has been, it's just unbelievable. A team like this, like the Spurs and Popovich, game one, and Houston's doing this too. I mean, it's been a dunk contest out there for Houston. Been throwing oops everywhere.
The defense really lacked. James Harden is just really. James Harden's looking like the best player in the league right now.
He's really. He must have heard our the podcast that we talk about Westbrook.
James Harden,
we have.
He told me. He said, "Nathan, tonight you're going to see why." And he said he's going to be listening after the game. He wants to hear. So, James, you're listening? I hear you. But it seems to be – I think the Spurs will bounce back right now. It's not in this game, but 33-point game, make it 32. Nope, actually, I take that back. Missed free throw. 33-point game. Game one, you're at home. The Spurs had a rough series. The Spurs had a really tough series against Memphis. Maybe they weren't ready. Maybe coming out, they weren't ready for Houston, because Houston had I won't call it a walk, but they didn't have a tough time as what San Antonio did. And
right.
Houston had, in my opinion, Houston had the better team they were playing against.
Right. Well, I like about Mike D'Antoni. I mean, he's pretty much said, hey, we're not getting away from our game plan. We got here this year living and dying by a three, and that's what we're going to continue to do. And really, 83 points
14,
midway 13. Through the third quarter is pretty impressive against a good San Antonio team that usually, most of the time, is really, really good defensively.
That they really are, and tonight it's hideous. Their defense has been hideous tonight.
It's the worst I've ever seen it. Greg Popovich team.
Yeah.
This is the worst I've ever seen them get destroyed like this. This is just all around, offensively and defensively. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's hard to watch. It's not Spurs basketball, but I think game two is going to be a different story. If I had to go out on a limb right now, I'd predict the Spurs win game two.
I could almost bet that would. You know, it'd be hard to bet against something like that.
It really would. So, we're about 15 minutes in, and we've talked some playoffs. And if anybody wants to hear any more about, you know, our playoffs, give us a call. Number again, 1-646-668-2657. You can call in, and we'll talk playoffs. But, yeah, I think we should make this top 10 thing a weekly segment. Myself, I love a good top 10 list.
Well, what I did was I made like the first team and a second team, and really I didn't. You know, for me it's hard to gauge. Like, I mean, I basically did it since, you know, I was born in late 70s. I basically put on who I thought should be. I basically put. You know, who I think's the best since then, and I didn't watch like Wilt and Russell and Jerry West, all them. You know, guess it's still fun to think. But I put together a couple like first and second teams, but it was really hard though.
Okay, hey, we got a call. Hello, you're on air with.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's John.
Hey, John, he's back.
Hey, John.
Welcome back.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Watching a beating right now in this basketball game. This was a UFC fight. They'd have stopped it by now. So nothing really interesting on TV. I ain't lying. So what I did was on our top 10 list here, I went through and I actually made a top 10. I looked at some other top 10 lists to kind of get a gauge of where people are. And and some, maybe get some names that maybe I would forget, because it's easy to do. Sometimes you list 10 things, and you're like, and then you hear somebody else's list, you're like, oh, man, why was I thinking? If you want, John, I assume you made a list, did you not?
Yeah, I did. I made one.
Okay. Well, let's just start with number 10. Everybody just we'll go whatever order you guys want. We'll start with the guest. John, who's your number 10 best player of all time?
Number 10, I had Tim Duncan.
At number 10. You probably don't agree with that. But, you know, I'm only 17 years old, so I'm not sure. You know, I'm not as old as you guys, and, you know, I didn't get to watch those older players. So that kind of came in effect with my list of my top 10.
That's fun. Hey, Tim Duncan was a great player, and 20 years Tim Duncan was on top of the basketball world. And I think right now they could use Tim Duncan if he were available first.
Yeah.
Ryan, how about you?
Like I said, I put really Duncan's not a bad choice. Like I said, for second team, I guess I could take the 10th player off. I had two, a first and a second team, and then I had two alternates, like for to make out like a team of 12 or whatever, you know.
Just give us one.
Clyde Drexler.
Clyde Drexler. Not a bad pick. Not a bad pick at all. I had a couple of championships. Houston. He's a good player. Always thought he was incredibly underrated.
Even Portland, he was probably better with Portland than he was with, like, he was sort of at the, not the twilight of his career, but towards the end of his career, he finally won a championship with Houston. So
I think he had some good teams
in Portland.
I think if Clyde Drexler wasn't in Portland, I think that Portland gets Michael Jordan and history is a little different.
Yes. Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Let's see. My number 10, I went with Julius Erving, Dr. J.
Okay.
To me, that was the guy that changed how guards really played the game. So I went with Dr. J. Dr. J was a fantastic player. Was winning championships back when it was near impossible to beat teams like L.A. and Boston, but he did it with Philly. So I took Dr. J.
All
right. John, number 9. Who you got number 9?
Number 9, I had Shaquille O'Neal. Number 9.
Big Diesel.
I just think he's one of the best big men. I mean, best big men I ever watched. When I was, you know, because I've been watching the NBA, anywhere he went, he was good, pretty much. At a lot of places he went, he was pretty good. So, and except his free throws, other than his free throws, I mean, he's a pretty good all around player.
Shaq was one of those guys that I would watch, and you couldn't do anything with him underneath, never could. But the biggest thing with Shaq was. You had to run the offense through him because of how slow he was.
Yeah.
But when he was in Orlando, his early years in L.A., he was a force, and you could not guard the man. There's no doubt about that. So, Ryan.
Yeah.
I went with John Stockton.
I have a feeling, Ryan, that most of yours are going to come from the mid-90s.
Actually, they're going to come from, like, the early 80s.
Oh, okay.
Most of them are, but, you know, whatever.
John Stockton, the king of the assists, so nothing wrong with John Stockton. I went at number 9, I went with LeBron after doing some research.
That's surprising.
That I went with LeBron.
I wouldn't expect you to have him in your top 10.
LeBron made me a believer. He's made me a believer over the years. Now, I had to sacrifice Elgin Baylor to get LeBron in my top 10. I hope everyone understands how hard that was. But LeBron's a top 10 player, and he'll finish probably in the top 5 before he's done. LeBron made me a believer a couple years ago, so no hate towards LeBron. He's a top 10 player in my book.
Yeah.
All right, John, number 8.
Johnson, Magic Johnson. I had him at number 8, and I didn't really get to watch him, but after all the stuff I've seen, I looked at a lot of other top 10 lists and all the stats, and you know, it just seemed like that was a good spot for him, my top 10. Even though I didn't get to watch him or anything, I mean, I think that he would be in my top 10.
Okay. All right. Hey, nothing wrong with that pick. Ryan.
Okay, I went with the Dream, Olajuwon.
Game
from
the
early 80s, yeah.
Game yeah, Olajuwon. I debated having Dream on my list, but it was tough.
Yeah, it was.
I loved Olajuwon. He's probably one of the best centers ever.
Pure center,
but
yeah.
I just don't think I could do it. Number 8, I went with Kobe.
Okay.
If there was ever a Michael Jordan 2.0, it was Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, I can agree with that to an extent.
Kobe,
yeah, he was.
Every move Kobe ever had, he got from Michael Jordan, and
he made it. He's been the closest to emulating him. I agree with that.
Yeah, and I think Kobe's a top 10 player. There's no question about that.
Yep.
All right,
my next pick,
7.
Larry Bird. I'd say you guys, I don't know if you guys would have him in your top 10, maybe. I'd say you would, maybe top 4. I'd say maybe both of you, I don't know what I heard the other day, but that's who I got up next,
yeah.
Larry Bird.
Bird higher. You're right. I got Bird higher myself. So, but that, like I said, I'm going from since I was a little kid. So,
yeah.
I got Larry up there myself. But hey, you got to give props to Larry Bird. He's one of the all time greats. He's like without question a top 10 player. There's no doubt. It depends on where you have him. But he's a top 10 player. Brian, number 7 for you.
I've got Malone.
Mailman. Probably the greatest player to never win a title.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, he's right there. Him and Barkley, Reggie. I mean, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, that's another top 10 list right there. That could be next week's top 10 list.
Yeah, top 10
best
never to win a championship. Well, there's going to be a lot during the 90s because Jordan kept a lot from winning in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he kept Malone, right?
He kept Malone. Payton, Stockton,
Payton
Ewing, Barkley. Yeah, he ended up with one. Did he? Did he end up? Yeah. I think he did end up
with
one. The Lakers, did he?
Yeah. He got one with the Heat.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
There's all kinds of guys on that list. There's, you know, you got Malone, Stockton, Reggie Miller, Patrick Ewing, Charles Barkley, Pete Maravich, guys like that. You know, there's a huge list of guys. Alex English, George Gervin. You know, there's a lot of players like that out there.
Yes, I agree.
Right. See, my Jason next
Kidd.
One I went with.
Yeah, he won with Dallas, didn't he?
He
won with
Dallas.
Yeah.
Steve Nash could be one, though. Steve Nash never got a title.
Right.
Let's see. All right, I'm up to number 7. I took the winningest player of all time in terms of championships, Bill Russell.
Can't go wrong there.
Nah, I mean.
Even though
12
the 14 teams.
Or 11 championships. What is it?
Only, even though there's only 14 teams back then, you still put them up there. I have him up there, too. I got him a little higher.
You don't
I still think it'd be.
I'm, roster in the league. If you win 11 championships, you deserve it. You deserve to be in the top 10 list. That dude was ridiculous. I'm like, ridiculous.
A little scuffle on the at the end of the game or end of the third quarter here.
Oh, yeah, they've been fighting back and forth. I don't know why they're fighting now. It's a 29-point game. And come on. That's Deadman. He's not worth much. Losing for the series, you're not losing much. All right, number six, John, we'll go with you. Number six.
Had Kobe up next, number six.
Kobe.
One spot ahead.
Hey, that's fun. Kobe's, like I said, we can sing Kobe's accolades all night. I'll be right there with the microphone. But I think Kobe's fantastic. All right, Ryan, number six for you.
Okay, I got a three-way tie, I guess, where I had 12, I guess. Kobe, LeBron, and Pippen.
man.
Well, what? My God, Ryan. God.
Kobe, LeBron, and Pippen.
All right. Okay.
Wait, I'm surprised. So, Pippen, I don't think Pippen gets enough credit. Really, I really don't.
Either, but the biggest thing with Pippen was because he never did it without Michael, people always doubted his ability.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Michael never did it without Pippen either.
That's true.
But I agree with you in a sense that, I mean, even when Jordan left, like in the 94 year, whenever he left to retire to try to play baseball, I mean, Pippen, they still, I think, were the 3 or 4 seed in the playoffs. They still won over 50 games. Still good team, just there were some questionable calls against the Knicks in a semifinal series that they probably should have won. But they easily, I don't think they would have, they might have got past Indiana that year in the conference finals, but I think Houston would have demolished them, though, in the championship if they made it that far. But who's to say, I mean, whenever Jordan didn't have Pippen, if he didn't, I mean, he always had Pippen, but he might have been able to replace somebody in there and won a few championships. I don't know if he would have won 6, though.
It is a shame that we never got that Chicago Houston series. That's, I think that's the one everybody wanted.
True. It's sort of like in the early 90s when everybody wanted Buffalo and San Francisco to play, but it just never happened.
Yeah. All right. So, what were we at? Number 6, was it? I have the guy that they had to change the rules for, and that's Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt.
The only guy to put up 100 points in a game. And that's the thing, Wilt Chamberlain, I would have him higher, but two things. One, Wilt Chamberlain was the only 7-footer in the league at the time, so he didn't really have a lot of competition. But when they changed the rules of the game to because you're so good, just to make it fair, that's a top 10 list guy right there.
I agree.
Wasn't Wilt the reason why there's defense at 3 seconds? I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and, you know, it was the only sad thing about him was they lost 3 or 4 game seven game series to Bill Russell and the Celtics.
Yep, that's just another reason why Wilt's not high on my list.
Yeah, I mean, had he won those games, he would probably, like you're right, he would be right there. So.
Yeah. All right, so number 5, John, go ahead.
I had Russell up there at 5, just like you said, 11 championship. I don't think anybody will ever do that again, even considering teams. I doubt anybody will win that many ever.
It's unlikely.
I think that will probably be the highest for a very, very long time, I would say.
Yeah, it's one of those records I just don't see getting broke.
Yeah.
Okay, Ryan, number 5.
Okay, number 5 on my since I was born list would be Shaq.
Hey, we talked about the Diesel. He's a heck of a player. And like John,
I kind of agree. I mean, if this guy shoots 75% from the free throw line, he averages 35 to 40 points a game for his career. So that was disappointing with Shaq. That'll always be disappointing.
Well, here's the thing. If you go back, John, I know you're a little younger than us. You're 17. I don't know how much Orlando Shaq you got to watch, but go back and watch him in Orlando before he went to L.A. and before he put on. Go check him out when he was shattering. You'll be surprised.
That was awesome. I've seen some videos where he
was
shattered backboard, brought it down. I've seen a lot of these.
He really was. Okay, I'll go number five. I got the big O, Oscar Robertson. Number five.
Triple double.
You told us you'd have him up there.
I told you I would.
But
I wasn't denying that.
Here in the next 6 years, Westbrook's going to probably replace him, though.
The big O was able to get the triple double and win a title. Russell Westbrook got put out in the first round, so there's a little bit of a difference. But the big O had more help too, so we'll see. It's a matter of Westbrook's got a lot to prove before he can make a top 10 greatest of all time list. And the Nate just got ejected.
Yeah.
But okay, we've hit our top five now. Number four, go ahead, John. Hit us number four.
Up next, I had Chamberlain. I mean, a lot of our picks are probably going to start getting similar down here at the bottom. But I got Chamberlain next.
Yeah, Will Chamberlain was he was one of the greatest, that's for sure.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. Like I said, when they make a rule change just for you, that says you're pretty daggone good. Let's see. Ryan, go ahead, number four.
I got Tim Duncan. Since I was born.
I didn't put Tim on my list. I wanted to. I really did, but it was one of those things. It was like, if I put Tim Duncan on my list, do I take Dr. J off? And to me, I couldn't do it. And I love Tim Duncan, but I think Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan is the best fundamental player I've ever seen.
He's
one of the best.
Big man.
My biggest thing is Tim Duncan, and this is probably the determining factor. If I had to pick, I think Tim Duncan would be at about 11 or 12 on my list, because I think Tim Duncan is an amazing player. But at the same time, I look at Duncan, and I'm like, look at the system he was in for all those years. His rookie year, he was playing with David Robinson.
Yeah. Well, I think he was a better player than Robinson, but I think that, I mean, until Duncan got there, I mean, Robinson didn't win. He's what we call in this society now a boring player on a boring team. That's a lot of people doesn't like the fundamentals and flash. They like flash. He's won five championships, but it's like one of the most, it's not respected hardly, like it should be.
It's really not.
Coaches know, but a lot of fans don't really appreciate his type of player, the style he played. Stuff.
I'm not trying to take away from Tim Duncan. I think he's fantastic. I think he would be if I had to pick an alternate, he would be on that list.
Yeah.
That's me, though.
Yeah.
All right. Number four for me would be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
All-time points leader. Yeah, you can't go wrong there. Longevity, a lot of people don't look at that, but it should be important.
Sure, I think the guy really only had one move, but nobody could stop it. So, the skyhook was unstoppable. He could do it all day, and nobody could stop him. He'd look at you, tell you what he was going to do, and do it, and you just got to stand there and watch him do it. He was one of the best centers ever. He did it in L.A. He did it in Milwaukee. He was fantastic in every sense of the word.
Yeah, I had him at three myself.
Well, there you go. Number three.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with a Kareem. You just can't do it. He proved how great he was at UCLA. He comes to Milwaukee. He dominates there. He goes to L.A. He dominates there. He's getting up in years, and he was still doing work. So, I mean,
yep.
Got to put it in perspective. So, we got Kareem at three for John. Ryan, who's your three?
Bird. Larry Bird.
Larry Bird is my number three as well.
All right.
Ryan, I got a feeling. I have a feeling mine and your one, two, and three are going to be exactly the same.
Probably.
I have
likely.
A feeling. But, yeah, I went with Larry Bird at three also. Larry Bird was probably the best pure – one of the – probably the best pure shooter I've ever seen.
Yes.
Just
he was awesome.
Shoot. He
underrated
he
rebounder defensively too, so.
He won the three-point shootout in his warm-up jacket. I mean, come on. He walked
yeah, he
in the room and looked there. Who's taking second? By God, he did it.
Yeah. I think he won that shootout 3 years in a row.
I think he did. But, I mean, Bird wasn't necessarily gifted per se. Like, I'm saying he was talented.
No, he was not.
He had a work ethic. He was the hardest working player maybe ever.
He had to be if he wanted to be
he
as
was.
Good as he wanted to be. So.
Yeah, he had to work ethic. Bird and they make the Larry
Bird. The last person to leave.
He was. He's a work ethic that you don't see these days. All right, so we got Bird at three. John, go ahead. Number two.
Could you guess?
If I had to guess with you, I'm going, I think you're going to say Michael Jordan.
Nah, you close. I put LeBron. Put LeBron at number
LeBron.
Two. And you already know who I have at one. So.
But
yeah, I put LeBron. I think he's the second best player. Well, I mean,
I don't think he'll be down.
You know, fight. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. That's all I had to say.
What were you saying?
LeBron. A lot of the sites I looked on, some of them had LeBron up there. They said him rallying the Cavs back from a 3-1 deficit and bringing a title to Cleveland, and they said that's going to get him there. That's going to push him up into the upper echelon, and. They think LeBron is going to end up being the number two greatest player of all time.
Yeah.
Him leaving.
I mean,
backing
the best league in the past, 10 years or so. You know, I don't think, or in the next 5 years to come, I don't see anybody beating him out on being the best player in the world.
I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't.
I think what hurts LeBron's legacy is him going to, like, Miami, joining up with teams, getting better players, and then actually going back to Cleveland to do the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's won his title
yeah.
and stuff, but he didn't stick around. You know, I think it hurts his legacy, so
yeah.
It's in my opinion.
That does hurt him a little bit, which, I mean, I see people's arguments. Jordan kind of did the same thing, but. It is an argument that people make, and I can see it. It doesn't change how great he is. I've seen him play in person 3 times. He never fails. When I'm in the building, LeBron knows I'm in the building because he always picks up close to 40 every time I'm there.
Yeah.
Ryan, number two?
Magic.
Yeah, me too. I went with Magic. I mean, you got a guy that's as big as he is back in the day when there was hand checking, when there was the tough defense, you know, no taking plays off. The dude was a 6'9" point guard. He was LeBron before LeBron was LeBron, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree with that. He can play any position on both sides of the ball. So.
Yeah. And the defense was harder on him. The competition was at a much higher level. You know, you had the Celtics out east, you had the Lakers in the west, and it was just the rivalry, and the Sixers were good in those years, and, you know, the Blazers didn't have bad teams either, and there was some years there where Magic had to work for it.
I think they're doing a 30 for 30 pretty soon on, like, the Lakers and Celtics rivalry, and that should be really good, I think, in a couple weeks.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, do we even really need to say the greatest player of all time?
No. Not even close.
Well, John, unless you throw a curveball at me here.
No, I got Jordan. I got Jordan up top.
So you've got Russell Westbrook, right? Nah, it's,
yeah,
it's Michael. Michael Jordan.
In 6 years, so if he ends up like Oscar, he might get in the top 10. But like I said, this year, I don't even think that he should be the MVP, like I was talking about last time. But and,
yeah,
but
yeah, it's pretty much a consensus. Number one, he's the best player to ever play the game. That's, you know, it's hard to argue.
6-0 in NBA Finals.
Yeah, 6-0 in NBA Finals, scoring title, Defensive Player of the Year. He's done it all. He's done everything. Everything.
One NCAA title, dunk contest, all that stuff.
Mr. Clutch, man. The shot over Elo, the flu game, the, you know, just everything that he did was, he's Michael Jordan. It's just, and John, I know you're 17 years old. I feel bad for you. You didn't get to see what Ryan and I was.
I think he has the best. I think he'll have the best legacy. I don't think anybody will ever be better than him, ever. But he just, of what he has now, of how he's still like, you know, everybody, you know, 5-year-olds, or I shouldn't say 10-year-olds know who he is and know he's the best player ever to play, and for him to have such a shoe franchise right now, I mean, it's of what all he's doing after his ball days and what he did during them, I just think that nobody will ever be able to accomplish that as a basketball player.
I agree with you 100% on that. You make, that's a great point. Jordan's not just a legacy anymore; he's a brand, and that's hard to top. But we're getting close to end of time here. So thanks for calling in, John. We appreciate it. And if you want, come up with a. We're going to do another top 10 list next week of best players that have never won an NBA championship. Anybody listening
fun.
Out there? Best players never win the championship. That's our top 10 for next week. We're going to talk more playoffs next week. Right now, the Spurs are getting it handed to them still. You know, got some great series going on. Should be an interesting week in basketball. By the time we talk next week, it might be time for the conference finals. So we'll see when we get there. Ron, my co-host, thanks again for being here with me. John, thanks for calling. And for Ryan and John, I'm Nathan for Post Up. Thanks for listening. And everybody have a good Monday night and a safe Tuesday.